The view from the top of the career ladder in the federal government's not as hot as it could be. Senior executive service members say they're getting squeezed from all sides, pay, responsibilities, and lots more. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey writes in his column today why SESers think they're having a tough time.
We're talking about people here. Average salary is in the $160,000 range. They're roughly 7,000 plus. They're in every federal agency, or nearly every agency, but primarily in the larger ones like Defense, Homeland Security, HHS, as you would expect. These are the people who are like the British career civil service. They remain on during changes in administrations, and when the new team comes in, the new political appointees come in, they say, here's how we do things. These are your options. And then when the politicals come up with an idea, in a perfect world, they say it's a great idea, it's a terrible idea, it may be illegal, may be unethical. And I had a discussion with Carol Bonacero about it. She's president of the Senior Executive Association. What they've done, the SEA feels that its members have really been beaten up both by the White House and by the Congress. Some really wacky legislation aimed not only at federal employees in general, but at the executives in particular. One of them that Carol mentioned is a bill that would, if a senior SESer got in trouble for any reason, he or she could be suspended, put on administrative leave without pay. So guilty until proven innocent, if you will. Mm-hmm. Number of things like that. And also the White House has stopped the executive distinguished rank awards things. And in the past few years, they sort of downplayed them. You know, no more visits to the White House, pictures of these executives shaking hands with the president. Now, you can understand that in times of austerity, it could look very bad to be handing out sizable cash awards to executives, but they just feel that things have gotten worse. And Carol Bonacero and the team they assembled to look at this said this may be the new normal, the way things are now, year after year without budgets, pressure from Congress to do more with less. You know, we've heard this for years, but it's actually happening now mm-hmm. with sequestration.
The idea that SESers can be at the top of the government, the top of the yeah. career ranks, and not be happy is mystifying on the one hand, because you think, well, you've put your career in and you recognize yeah. out of 2 million federal employees, you're one of a very select group of people. On the other hand, when you look at the pay scale, the GS yeah. pay scale, and how the SESers fit into that, you can kind of understand it.
Yeah, it's one of those things. I think it's human nature that very few of us would admit that we think we're overpaid for what we do. It just doesn't happen that way. And the way I described it is the SES people in pay are somewhere between Wall Street and Walmart, mm-hmm. you know, $160,000 average salary. To the typical American, that's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And
median household income in the United States is $55,000.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. Okay. That's household, right?
Yes,
that's
correct. Not individual.
Person. Yeah. So that is a lot of money. But again, as Carol Bonacero pointed out, there's some tremendous responsibilities that go with these jobs. And you don't just bring somebody in off the street and say you want to handle our Mars rover project, for example, mm-hmm. or something, the communicable disease centers and that yep. sort of thing. So it's tough. I think many of their complaints, in addition to the budget problems, the sequestration and the attacks from the Hill, I think many of their complaints could be solved if the White House, for example, would maybe invite these winners of these awards each year, invite them over to the White House and take a picture. I mean, how much can a photo op cost?
Yeah. Federal News Radio senior correspondent Mike Causey's here, and you had Carol on the Your Turn show, as you mentioned, and that's archived at federalnewsradio.com. What else did you guys talk about today?
We stuck with that. We did a lot of reminiscing, and she was talking about how much she learns when they have these morning sessions before the award ceremony. Mm-hmm. And when you get a group of people who've tremendous variety of backgrounds and a lot of talent in one room, and they just with not for attribution. She said it's really interesting because of some of the things they say, and she believes that this may be the way things are right now may be the new normal.
Hmm. As you think about that, what do you think the implication is for especially the SES workforce? I mean, 7,000 now, could we see that number fall? Because she talks all the time about the fact that as they leave, there may be people who may say, you know what, I'm happy, I'll just stay a GS-15.
I don't think they'll have any problems getting people to replace them. The operative word, I think, is qualified.
Yeah.
And, you know, everybody talks about training and bringing people up. But I really do believe that in government, more than any institution I know of, maybe the military as well, a lot of the people at the top or in the middle or people who've done their jobs for years, when they replace, they want to be replaced by somebody good.
Yeah.
They have an interest in the institution above and beyond themselves. And I don't think we have that so much in the private sector. So, yeah, you're going to have people from the GS 14 and 15 ranks who will move up to the SES levels when the SES people quit or retire. But will they be of the same quality? It's hard to say. It's fashionable to say, no, it's going to slide. But, we don't know.
I had Dr. Ed Nippling on yesterday of the Agricultural Research Service.
I heard him.
And he's retiring after 40-some years mm-hmm. in government at the end of this month. And I asked him what his greatest concern was, and he said just making sure that the agency carries on, not where am I going to go fishing, not any of that jazz, but making sure that the structures that he's put in place for the successful research that they're doing continues after he's gone. And that speaks exactly to what you're talking about.
And I think if you mention that to somebody in the private sector, they might say that then.
Yeah.
But it does not come, it's not the first thing on the that comes off their off the top of their head.